Long Island is entering phase four of its economic recovery today, but some businesses remain closed and will not be coming back in the foreseeable future. Live on our newsline is the Nassau County Executive, Laura Curran. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So let's start with what is opening today.
So things like historical sites, museums, botanical gardens, zoos, aquariums, that sort of thing. And the other thing that doesn't get talked about much is filming. Filming production can start again. And we actually have a pretty robust filming industry here in Nassau County with studios and great locations. We're close to the city, so it's quite appealing. So that's good news. But, you know, it does feel a little bit like an anticlimactic phase with the malls taken out and movie theaters and things like that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Shopping malls, movie theaters will stay closed for now. What's your take on that? In Nassau, could those be open safely?
I certainly believe malls could. I've seen the protocols, the very detailed protocols. I know they're working hard on installing those filters, and some have already done so, that the state was asking for. And, you know, we've come back in Nassau County. We've been 6 weeks now into reopening, and our cases continue to go down. Our hospitalizations continue to go down. We still have under 1% of all people tested testing positive. So these malls, it's a very Long Island thing. They employ thousands of people. They pay a lot of money in property taxes. They're a really important part of our economy. And I'm concerned that we won't be able to rebound unless they're able to open.
President Trump is pushing for schools to open for in-person learning in the fall. Is there a plan in Nassau right now? What can you tell us about the schools?
So we have an interesting situation. We have 56 independent school districts in Nassau County that answer right to the state. So I speak to the superintendents regularly. I know that they're looking for guidance to come from the state soon. They're hoping to get it soon because as the summer goes on, the runway to put things into place gets shorter. They've got to think about busing and kindergarten and cafeterias and, you know, who can distance learn and all of that. There's a lot of moving pieces. So I know they're very eager to get guidelines from the state as soon as possible. My personal opinion is that students really do need to be in school. Children really do need to be in school. And it's for their emotional development, their social development, obviously for their intellectual development. And I think, you know, the distant learning is not for everyone. It doesn't work for everyone. Another good thing about phase four, by the way, while we're talking about education, is higher ed. We have a lot of great higher ed institutions, colleges and university in Nassau. And, you know, they're making plans on reopening, and they can do that now in phase four.
And will the colleges be reopening to in-person learning?
You know, they're different. Some are doing more distant, some are doing some in person. It really varies with who you speak with. But, you know, you see the pictures of how they're spacing out the desks and deciding what can continue with distant learning.
All right. A big day on Long Island. Phase four today. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.